Hello, it's Mokshni again, reporting in from Adistana, from the European Chairs meeting. Although just at this moment, we're in the garden of a pizza place where the development team has enjoyed a well-deserved annual pizza. And with me, I've got Amala Vajra.
Hi, Mokshni.
And Amala Vajra's just given a very engaging workshop to the chairs this morning on looking at our responses to money. And as he pointed out, a chair is often the most influential person in the situation at the centre, so it really matters what a chair's attitude to money is. So Amala Vajra, firstly, could you just say, what is your role in the development team?
I'm the fundraiser, so I'm there to raise money for Dharma projects. But I'm also, what I realised once I got going with fundraising is that I also need to look at the whole culture in Tratton around money and around giving. That if I'm fundraising, well, yeah, I need to help people look at their attitude to money and giving, because that obviously is going to inform how much they give. And so a lot of my role has been running these workshops, which I call Money Awakening, also as well as running fundraising campaigns like Bhante's 90th birthday collection and the college appeal last year and so forth.
So this morning we covered quite a bit of ground looking at reimagining the Dana economy and looking at attitudes to money. And one thing we also did was the 8 money archetypes. So I wonder if you could just say a bit about that.
Well, we might imagine that our attitude to money is the normal one, I used to. And then you soon realize there's lots of different perspectives or habits or kind of tendencies out there. And a model I found really helpful is from an American finance manager who I think is a Buddhist, called Brent Kessel, who has come up with a model of 8 money archetypes. Archetypes like the saver or the pleasure seeker, the empire builder, the guardian, these kind of things, all having different attitudes to money and spending money, earning money. And one of the big insights is, apart from the fact that we've got these different approaches, is also that these are often conditioned by our early life experiences around money.
Perhaps just finally, could you just share, what's your vision regarding your work in Triratna? What would you like to see?
I mean, I'd love it if Triratna had loads more money, and much more of a sense of abundance, of confidence, of clarity around money, so that this precious Dharma that we have, we could share with more and more people and also take our practice deeper and deeper. That's what I'd love to see. I mean, we're actually, also as an extension of this work, we're forming this new fund called Future Dharma, with the idea that this will be a vehicle for funding more and more projects around the world, reaching more young people, reaching people online, allowing bigger gatherings of Buddhists to create the unity in Triratna, and yeah, sort of transform the lives of more and more people. And within that, and this connects with Money Awakening, kind of really valuing the Dharma practice of giving, that is, yes, of course it's good for the world because we fund great projects, but actually it's good for us that we change, we become bigger, our mind opens, we find a kind of freedom in ourselves through giving. So that's the other aspect that I'll be trying to bring about over the next few years.
Amala Vajra, thank you very much indeed. And personally speaking, I'm fairly confident that with Amala Vajra's qualities of enthusiasm and skill and really liking and enjoying increasing money for the good, that we'll hear a lot more about the Future Dharma Fund. So thank you and bye-bye.
Bye.